All right, what's up, Wake? How are you doing this morning? Good, I love it. Awesome, guys. Well, my name is Reed. If we've not met before, I get the privilege of leading our Regeneration for Students program here at Watermark. And so we are actually about to start another semester here in a couple weeks. And so if you're interested in walking through the steps of healing with us at Regeneration for Students, we'd love for you to sign up. We've had a bunch of signups already. So if you're interested in that, make sure you go sign up so that you can get a spot this semester at Region for Students. We're pumped about that and what we're doing. But guys, if you have been here at all this summer, you know that we have been walking through a series called Replay, Bible stories that you need to hear again. And we're going to end the series today with something a little different. And so I'm going to tell you a story from the Bible, but I'd be willing to bet that this might be a story that you have not heard from the Bible yet. We're going to be in Acts 27. We're going to hear a story from the Bible. But before we do that, I want to ask you a question. Who here loves movie spoilers?
Me. No.
I bet you guys do. Who here loves to spoil movies? I bet some of you guys, especially you, Riley, you probably love to spoil movies for other people, right? Who has a friend that spoils movies for them? Yeah, a lot of you. Sheesh. A ton of you. Well, hey, let me tell you this. I had a buddy in college, one of my roommates. I had a roommate in college who, he spoiled movies like it was his job, okay? He spoiled movies all the time. He was a guy that if he was watching a movie and it was too intense or too scary or just a lot was happening in the movie, to make him feel better, he would Google the end of the movie so that he could watch the movie in peace, knowing the end of the movie. And he did this for countless movies for us. We were watching a movie called Castaway with Tom Hanks, where he's stranded on an island. You might know the movie. He yells Wilson. But in the middle of the movie, we are watching this movie. In the middle of the movie, he looks up from his phone. He Googled the end. He goes, "Hey, guys, don't worry. They save him." And you're like, "Dude, you just ruined the whole movie." There's another movie for us, Mystery on the Orient Express. There's a movie about a crime that happens on a train. And the whole movie, they are trying to figure out who committed this crime on the train. And halfway through the movie, he looks up at us and he goes, "Guys, I know who did it." And you're like, do not tell me. We do not want to know the end of this movie. But he always knew the end of the movie because he would look ahead, and as he is watching the movie, he could watch at peace because he knows how it ends. This can be a similar story for our lives. We can honestly, a lot of times, act like him, my buddy, in our lives, that we can walk through life and there can be a lot going on. We can be overwhelmed by how stressful or hard or even a serious situation in our life and be worried about how it's going to end. And so for the story we're going to look at today, we're going to look at a story in Paul's life. It's honestly a super intense story. It's kind of crazy. Paul is on a ship. He's headed to Rome to be in front of Caesar, and he shipwrecks. And in the middle of this story, Paul spoils the ending for us. He spoils the ending right at the beginning, and he says, "Hey, it's all right. Nobody's going to die." And so what I want to walk through this is, even with a story spoiled that we know the ending, I want to walk through three things with you. One is God's sovereignty. Second is our response. And the last one is your story. And so for our lives, when we know the end, our life in the midst of it, in the midst of struggle and trials, looks a lot different because we know how the story's going to end. And so follow along with me. We're going to walk through this story of Paul's shipwreck. But to give you some context, I got a map on the screen. If we can pull that, I want to give you some context. So Paul is kind of right here near Jerusalem in this area of the Mediterranean Sea. And he is going to travel all the way up to Rome, which is in that top corner up there. But it is not going to be easy. It's going to be very stressful. It's going to be dangerous. Things are going to happen. It's honestly really crazy. The reason this is crazy is because of the timing of when this trip takes place. So what it tells us in the book, in the Bible, is that this story takes place. He starts his trip right at about in the fall. Kind of right at the fall, it's beginning to be winter. And the reason this is dangerous at this time is because the winds in this time are very dangerous and powerful winds. And so what happens, if we can pull that map back up, what happens is he starts right here, and they travel up around this area right here near Asia. They travel in this area right there because it was safer to do that. But by the time they get to this island of Crete right here, the winds are very dangerous, and the ship is blowing all over the place, and they're honestly really struggling on this trip. There's about 270 people on this boat, and they're all afraid that they're going to lose their lives. And so we pick up in verse 10, and Paul says this to them. In verse 9, he says, "Since much time had passed, the voyage was now dangerous because even the fast was already over." So it's about to be winter. This fast was a specific time in the fall. But that was over, and so they were about to enter into this really dangerous time. And Paul says to him in verse 10, says, "Sir, I have perceived that the voyage will be with injury and much loss, not only the cargo of the ship, but also our lives." And so Paul tells them on the boat that it is going to be dangerous. It is a crazy trip, and this trip in the boat is going to be dangerous, and they're going to lose not only the boat, but they're going to lose their lives. It's going to be dangerous. It is not a good time to sail. And so what we see is we get to be a part of this and to see how God's sovereignty affects our response in our lives. So when we know the end of the story, we can be at peace in the midst of trials, in the midst of uncertainty, in the midst of a dangerous situation, because we know how it ends. And so what we get to see is Paul continues on, and what happens is everyone on the boat, the ship, everybody loses hope that they're going to live. And we know that because in verse 18, it says this. "Since they were violently storm-tossed, they began the next day to jettison the cargo." They meant to try to make the boat as light as they could, so they threw everything overboard. "And on the third day, they threw the ship's tackle overboard with their own hands, and when neither the sun or the stars appeared for many days, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope of our being saved was at last abandoned." And so Paul is talking in Acts 27, and it sounds like this captain's log of, like, it's day 3 on the boat, and everyone started to throw stuff overboard, and you know what? We're pretty much all hopeless, and everyone's going to be lost, and we're all going to die. So it's going to be a great trip. And so it's crazy Paul is talking about this. But then in verse 21, Paul spoils the story for everybody. So all hope is lost, and Paul spoils the story in verse 22. And he says this. He says this in verse 22. "Men, you should have listened to me and not have set sail for Crete and incurred this injury and loss. Yet now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For this very night, there stood before me an angel of God to whom I belong and to whom I worship. And he said, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar. Behold, God has granted you and all those who sail with you.'" So Paul tells them, he says, "Guys, don't worry. Take heart. Take courage, because God has told me that none of us are going to die. That the end of the story for this ship, in the midst of this danger and chaos and carnage of the ship, that none of them were going to die, because God told them that no one would die, even though the ship was going to crash. The ship was going to crash, there was going to be injury to the boat, and they were going to lose cargo, but none of the people would die, because God was protecting them." And so God's sovereignty, our first point is, guys, when we understand God's sovereignty, that God has control of our lives, that what he says is what will happen. And God is in control, and it is not about the situation in our lives, but the God that we trust in. And so our hope for you here at Wake is that you would understand that God is sovereign over your lives, that he has control, that the story is determined not by you and not by your situations, but your story is determined by a God who loves you. And so the first point is God's sovereignty. The second point is our response. And Paul encourages the people that our response is important. How we respond to the knowledge of God, to the trust that we have in the Lord, it affects our lives greatly. And so what he says to them in verse 25, he says, "So take heart, men, for I have faith in God that it will be exactly as I have been told. But we must run aground on some island." So he says, we're going to crash. This trip is not going to work out for us. It is going to be tough. It is going to be hard. But take courage. You can be courageous. You can have hope. You can take heart because God has said this would happen. And when we trust in God, and when our response is that we trust God, we have peace in our life, and we get to know how the story ends. And so in the midst of a struggle, in the midst of the waves and the wind and the crashing and the hurt, we have peace in our lives, and we can take heart because we know how the story ends. And for us in our life, the story ends with God and us being with God for eternity. When we trust in God, we get to be with him for eternity. That this world that we live in is like this boat. This world is not going to last forever. In fact, God promises that this world is going to end and it's going to crash. And there's going to be a loss of cargo and the ship is going to go down. But we can take hope, take heart, take courage because we know how it ends. That we are with God forever and eternity. That he loves us, that he keeps us in his arms, and that he has a solution and a providence for his story that he has written in our lives. And so my last point, and I'll close with this, is your story. That your story is something that God has written into your life. And a lot of you are starting a new school here pretty soon if you haven't already. And there's confusion potentially. There's a lot of unknown. Who knows what happens at school? There's a lot of things that are out of our control. But we can take heart and take courage, and it affects everything that we do. When we take hope and we understand that God is in control, we can live our lives according to his purpose and his plan because God has written the ending for us because of Jesus Christ. So the last verse I want to share with you is John 16:33. And it says this, that I have said these things. Jesus says the same thing that Paul says. He says, I have said these things to you, that in me you have peace. And in this world you will have tribulation. This will be tough. It will be hard. There will be troubles for you in this world. It's guaranteed. But he says, take heart. Take courage. He gives the same advice that Paul says. Paul gives the same advice that Jesus says. Take heart because I have overcome the world. That the end of the story, the spoiler for our lives, is that God, Jesus, has overcome the world. And we get to live with him forever, and we get to have peace now because we know how the story ends. And in your life, you can have peace knowing how the story ends. How the story ends with Paul is that this. In verse 41, he says, but striking the reef, they ran the vessel aground. The bow struck the ground and remained immovable, and the stern was broken up by the surf. And so the boat crashed into the reef, and then the waves destroyed the boat. But it continues on that the people jumped out of the boat and swam to shore, and if they couldn't swim, they grabbed onto parts of the boat that were falling apart and being destroyed. And it says this, the last verse of chapter 27, it says, all were brought safely to land. That what God said was going to happen did happen. And they had peace because they knew the end of the story. That Paul had peace in the midst of the waves, in the midst of the troubles, because he knew how the story would end. For us in our lives, you can have peace, you can take heart, you can take courage, because you know how the story ends. That God has a plan that goes further. He has overcome the troubles of the world. And he loves you, and he wants you to live forever with him in eternity. So we have hope now because Christ has made a way for us to live in eternity. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for this time that we get to gather as believers and be encouraged by your word. God, we thank you for your son, Jesus, who has made a way for us. Lord, we thank you for spoiling the story, that we know how it ends. We know that you have made a way so that we can live with you forever in eternity. God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for providing a way. God, I pray that you would give us peace in the midst of troubles, in the midst of hard times, and for a lot of us that may be right now. God, I pray that we would look to you as the answer. In your name we pray. Amen.